It is review. Neil Atkinson hosting this one after Arsenal with Josh Williams and Sean Rogers to go through Liverpool's 0-0 draw away at the Emirates. I want to start with selections before we go to approaches. And the reason why I want to start with selections before we go to approaches is that what's interesting is one manager has got all the options in the world and the other manager just does not have a lot of options. So let's start there, Josh. Schlott doesn't have a lot of options. There's rumours that went round of various injuries and knocks to a couple of the lads who end up on the bench. For me, he pretty much ends up just having to pick these 11 footballers. It didn't seem as though there was another one to pick. There was a big rumour Jones had a knock, for instance, that went around on the day. We don't know if it's true. We can't know if it's true because he doesn't even get on. But perhaps allowing that it is, if it was true, then he really just doesn't have that much of a selection headache, does he?
Yeah, well, Jones was the one that I disagreed with before the game. I didn't see anything about a knock. I didn't know that. But I've been, you know, telling people lately that I think Jones has been our best midfielder of late.
Yeah.
He actually looks eager to press. He looks like he retains the ball really well. He's good in tight spaces. Obviously, the midfield in this game is going to be jam-packed. So I think if it was me, everyone 100%, I probably would have started Jones ahead of McAllister. Having said that, with hindsight, I thought McAllister was really good, really involved on the day. I think one other question mark ahead of the game was, you know, exactly how the attack would line up. I think Sky Sports had it down as Florian Wirt on the left, Gakpo was there, the kind of makeshift number nine. I wasn't quite sure how it'd go. I thought if anyone on the pitch is likely to get a goal, it probably is Gakpo. But we know he feels really at home on that left side. And I think what Slot did in the end, where he plays Wirt and Szoboszlai as kind of like two tens, a little bit reminiscent of Man City away last season, I felt.
Yeah.
You know, we struggle for a goal, we struggle to create chances, we don't really have a penalty box presence at all throughout the entire game. But we do have a lot of control as a result of that. We have a lot of, you know, control in the centre of the park with and without the ball. So in the end, I didn't mind it. I actually liked the direction that we went at.
He makes that call in terms of the approach, Sean. Arteta, I'll say again, you know, in a way, he just does have all the options in the world. There was even chat before the match of Havertz could possibly have made the bench for this, but they've chosen to hold him back. That, therefore, I think opens up the idea of a little bit more praise or criticism, depending on how the game goes in terms of that selection. You know, it's noticeable to me he brings on players who have squad numbers 9, 10 and 11 as the match wears on. He's obviously forced into making one substitution there at left back, but he ends up not using White, Norgaard or Marino. I suppose my question to you, Sean, is do you think if he had his time over, he'd start differently?